World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
I want you to understand today, I'm going to just dive into some things. I'm going to explain how I learned to move in the things of the Spirit, because I decided really early. I remember when I was 17 years old, I was in a church service, running from God, deciding to do my own thing. I wasn't unsaved, I just did not want to preach. And in a little service, a man of God who I had never met before, he was a preacher who had traveled with Oral Roberts, and he was old and gray, and his wife played on the organ, and they would play in these little missions, and she had an entire right side of her jawbone had been amputated because of a sickness, and she would sing and play the piano, and he would run back and forth across the stage in the most crazy manner, screaming, preaching, sweating, and I'm sitting at the back. Sally's with me. We were dating, and he just stopped, and I was laughing at him, and my dad taught me, don't you ever be disrespectful to the things of God, and don't you ever be disrespectful to men and women of God. Don't touch him with your mouth. And so I'm sitting back there, and I'm laughing at him, and I'm nudging Sally, and I'm looking at him, and all of a sudden he goes, you. And I look behind. There's no rows behind us. We're in the back. He says, come here. And I get up. And I knew enough about the things of God. I'm repenting all the way. I'm so sorry, God. I'm so sorry. And I walked up and I thought, I'm going to get it royally in front of the whole place, which wasn't that big anyway. But I thought, yeah, I'm just going to get it. And I walked up. And his shirt was wet from his Adam's apple to his knees. That's how much he sweat when he preached. And he grabbed me in this big bear hug. Oh, and I could feel all the sweat. And then he just started to cry. And then he started to tell me the things that I was planning. And he began to tell me what God wanted me to know. And I mean, he read my mail so clearly. And then he told me, if you do this in this time frame, you'll do this, you'll do this, you'll do this, you'll do this. And he went, it was, you know, with all the prophetic words that are out there, that most of them are bunk, sorry to poke anybody's bubble, because in the new covenant, it's a word of knowledge delivered through prophecy. It's not some prophet trying to lead everybody. But this totally changed my life as he told me something only God would know. And it just snapped me around to remind me of fellowshipping with Holy Spirit. I'd seen it in my parents, but sometimes, you know, you live too close to the, you don't realize you walk with greatness until they're gone. And after my dad was gone, I mean, I loved him to pieces, but it was only after he was gone and I got a chance to travel the world with some of the greatest ministries and teach alongside of them to realize, oh my, why didn't I talk to him more? He was the most amazing. And I want to talk to you about Holy Spirit today. I don't mean stuffy, weird, religious. I'm talking unbelievably change and rock your world. Holy Spirit, when Jesus in the book of John, when he's talking to his disciples and he says, I'm leaving, and they're all snapping to attention, what? You can't come. But you'll have a new leader. He's going to be Holy Spirit. And then he explained why Holy Spirit was going to be better than him. What? Better than him. He would be their new leader. Jesus led them in a physical body, but Holy Spirit was going to lead them and be in them and flow through them in a way that they had never experienced before. And Jesus taught them some about that from chapters 14 to 17 of the book of John. And so when this happened to me, it snapped me around as just a teenager, and I began to fellowship with Holy Spirit. I begin to just try to sense him and know him. And then in the next couple of years, as I begin to be trained to be a paramedic and work out of a hospital, I had the greatest practice grounds a person could ever have. And I found and learned that I could walk into a situation and know the mind of God. See, what do you mean you'd know the mind of God? No, the Bible doesn't say you can't know it. Old covenant, you couldn't know it. New covenant, you could have the very Holy Spirit who, everything God showed him, he'd show you. And I'd walk into situations, I'd walk into complete accident scenes that were complex. Anyone who has worked in emergency rescue, especially in the area of fire and ambulance, where you have multiple vehicles and multiple injuries and deaths and maximizing survivors and a fire and buildings, and you've got highways and freeways, that this is, I am so in awe of our first line responders in these situations. But I would step out of an ambulance as a young man learning to listen to God, and I would begin to, the way they taught me, how to manage the scene of an accident. And all of a sudden, I'd feel this little nudge from Holy Spirit. I don't know how to explain it other than just kind of a, whew, like it was just like a fresh wind would hit my spirit, and I knew he would. And then I would just trigger myself. And you know, psychologists have all these new teachings now on triggers. Some people have triggers that go negative, and some people learn to trigger to go positive. Man, Holy Spirit, I'd have these little triggers where even though I was doing things, I would quickly just, I'd listen to him, and he'd say, "Look behind that bush." Or don't touch this, don't roll this man till you check him. Or this is gonna change over here. Things that I would never know on my own. And people were stunned that I could manage the scene by knowing things there's no way you could know. But I found that he would help anybody who would allow him. I watched my mom listen to Holy Spirit when my brothers, I have four brothers, and they would try to bring drugs or porn into the house. And she'd just know it. She'd go, "All right, follow me, boys." She'd walk right to the hiding place. The entire basement was, you know, we had this floating ceiling. She'd walk right to the thing, push up the tile, didn't look, reach up, pull out a bag of dope and walk up and just flush it on the toilet. And my brother's like this, or she'd walk right to the, we knew that our parents heard from God. And so as I began to develop my life, I craved and desired to know Holy Spirit. When we would go to conferences with my parents as a young teenage boy across the states or in Canada, there was some great conference with Full Gospel Businessmen at the time, and they would bring in some of the top speakers, and I would listen to them, and I would learn from some, be entertained by others. It was good. But then some would get up there, and when they spoke, it was like the wind of God would blow. It was just, and something would change inside of me. A desire would rise up. I would just know, and I would be changed forever, and I could tell you which speakers and which conferences they were as I began to recognize the difference with the anointing. And when I say the anointing on someone, I mean like in the Old Testament, the anointing was done with oil. In the New Covenant, the Holy Spirit is the anointing. And you could see someone flowing in the presence of God. It doesn't mean they were shouting, screaming, or even charismatic. It just meant that just their presence, just them rising up and taking this place behind the sacred desk and just speaking, the place would just go, and people would hear and sense and be touched by the very presence of God. Because it's impossible to sense and know the things of the Spirit until your broken heart is healed. And as a Christian born again, Spirit-filled, you'll always need a refreshing, because every day, every year, things will happen around you to people that you love. People come against you, and you're going to deal with betrayal and loss and heart and guilt and things you've done and our emotional... it just becomes a mess of trying to control the guilt, the shame, the loss, the condemnation, the brokenness. And we all are exposed to this. And so when you get born again, he talks about the healing of a broken heart. Now, a broken heart means it doesn't work. If you say to me, "My dishwasher is broken," it means it doesn't work. It doesn't mean it's got a cute little jagged edge on it. It means it doesn't work. And so people can't get their heart to work properly until you let the very presence of God heal you. I'm not talking about counseling. Counseling is great if they know what they're talking about. I'm talking about a restoration. I'm talking about the wind, the presence of God. Because the word spirit, both in the Hebrew ruach and in the Greek pneuma, both are the wind, the breath of God. And I, it's not that that's a deep, well, it is a deep revelation, but I begin to sense in this, it's hard to put into words things that you do and sense in God, but I recognize that there is an area of understanding and flowing and knowing the mind of God that is so amazing, incredible. It says here, Psalms 25:14, the secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, revere, and worship him. And he will show them his covenant and reveal them deep inner meanings. Everybody here is laid in bed at night. I just feel like there's something more to me, in me, for me, through me, around me. And you don't even know how to put it. It's like you know there's something significant. And you just need to know that a relationship with Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with Him, that's who we follow in this new covenant. He reveals the grace of Jesus, the love of God. But the companionship, the fellowship of Holy Spirit is where you can begin to know the mind of Christ, sense the love of God, understand the grace, the favor, the power that is yours because of Jesus. The Word comes alive. Something changes on the inside of you. And in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, it says, but on the contrary, as the Scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard has not entered the heart of man all that God's prepared for him. Whoa! Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them through Holy Spirit. For He searches diligently, exploring, examining everything, even sounding the profound and the bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden beyond man's scrutiny. I love talking with brilliant people, scientists and psychologists, and listening to them talk and explain stuff. But then there's a relationship and a conversation that I can only have with people who know God. You'll talk about things, sense things, directions and flow. What is God up to? These last end times, the things that we're going through, like all this stuff. It's amazing how that you've got the reasoning mind and you've got the mind of God here at your heart. And so we've got to learn to enjoy that. I make decisions all the time here, but I always allow the leading of Holy Spirit to supersede that. It's helped me make smart business decisions. It's helped me understand when a murderer was in our church. It helped me understand when don't touch that person over there. It helped me understand when people tried to kill. Like I could share story after story of knowing and sensing the field that I was entering and going on and know how to navigate it and what to do financially, business-wise, life, death, all these things. And it's not, was it hard? No, it was simple and easy. You just knew. It was just knowing. And how did that come? Just by a relationship with Holy Spirit. And He would just make you love the Word and spend time with God. And I want you to understand that it's easy to know what God's mind is about the situation you're walking into. It's easy to know how to deal with your family, how to make sure that your family rises up and that generations of your family, regardless of the past and the that it's going to go forward with the strength and the power and the blessing of God. But religion will never do that. And you, my friend, need to sense and know that just the blessing, the favor, the presence of God.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Do you know how faith works? Many Christians are living their lives trapped in shame. They think that if they only believed or tried harder, they'd see more miracles. If that sounds familiar, this series by Leon Fontaine is for you. Learn the secret to fighting your giants, how you can speak over your future, and how you can suit up in the armor of God.
I hope you're enjoying the Word today. I want to send you this series on the weapons of faith. You know, it fits so powerfully into what I'm teaching about right now. And as you dovetail this teaching and listen to it over and over again with this understanding of the heart, man, can you walk as a man or a woman of great faith. For a gift of $30 or more, I want to send it to you. Join us right now as a family, a team that's making a difference on this planet.
It's time to take up your weapon and fight the good fight of faith. Get your copy of Weapons of Faith today.
People say, well, what does Holy Spirit feel like? What does the presence of God feel like? That's very clear in Ephesians. The Spirit of God feels like this. Because I used to think that when you sense the presence of God, it was a real sadness. Because we used to have this worship and praise leader in my dad's church. And when she led in worship and praise, she would just sob and cry. And she'd weep. But it wasn't like a good, it was kind of like a, oh, Jesus, help us. Like, what is wrong with this lady? Because you knew it was her own brokenness. You knew that as she's trying to worship God, that she has all these hurts and needs, which is okay, but that's not what I wanted Sunday after Sunday, because I thought that was the presence of God. What? Deep sadness. So I didn't feel like, wreck it, but yet Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 5, that you're so happy that you can't stop humming or singing. You got a song in your heart. And it's like, people, stop it. What are you singing for? I just feel so good. And then the second thing is that you're just so thankful. Thank you, thank you. It's thank you, thank you. You're so thankful. And then you literally are, there is this sense of submission. You're not trying to lord it over people. You don't need to be the boss. You don't need everyone to notice me. It's just a complete submission to the body of Christ that goes, nothing's going to stop the blessing of God in my life. So I'm going to help you get there because nothing's going to stop me anyway. And there's no competition. There's no worry. There's no, you know, usually when a couple of good looking muscle guys walk into the same room, they're eyeballing each other up. And ladies, don't look at me like that. Two beautiful women walk into the same room. Or just two, and they're looking, this competition. No. It's like, no. Nothing's going to stop the blessing of favor of God in my life. And when you begin to see that and know that and sense that, you're free from all of the mind games that go on in our world. I'm meeting 75-year-old men who are still playing these mind games and can't be settled in who they are. And let Holy Spirit guide them and lead them. This satisfying companionship of Holy Spirit that causes you to know things, to see things. Bible says if you'll hang out with Holy Spirit, that things that have never entered the heart of man will rise up within you. This incredible, one of the things that is so beautiful is an amazing sense of how special you are. Very few people get that. You know, I look at my grandkids and my daughters and my son when they were small and the incredible sense of ownership they have. I mean, I'd be in the office up to my eyeballs in appointments, and you know, the early years we didn't have any help, and I could hear these little feet pitter down the hall, and even though someone's trying to stop, the door would burst open. It didn't matter what I was in the middle of, they'd plop themselves in the middle of my lap, grab my pen, and write on whatever paper was in front of me. And you kind of go, where? But this sense of I belong, I'm significant, I'm important to the very boss of this organization. Nothing could stop this sense of significance and love. And you need that. Every one of us needs this. And only a relationship with Holy Spirit will give that to you. Most people have an orphan spirit, a sense of something missing, something lost, a sense of I don't fit in, I don't know why. It doesn't matter where you put them. You can put them in a sports room. You can put them in a church. You can put them in the parents' soccer club, and they just never feel like they belong. This orphan heart. The enemy tries so hard. So when Holy Spirit becomes your very relationship, you don't even have to worry about, was that gift a word of knowledge, or was that a word of wisdom, or is that a gift of healing, or a gift of faith, or was that the working of miracles? Like, it doesn't. Those are just teaching things to help us understand the boundaries and the things Holy Spirit does in us. You get up and you just begin to know the mind of God. You begin to think about what to do in your marriage, what to do with your kids, what to do over finances. God's not stressed over money. You know, he has an idea that'll make $1 billion. Forget about $100,000. I mean, he's not worrying about a virus or a new disease. 1,000 can fall at your side. 10,000 won't come near you. This confidence that Holy Spirit brings you. And because Holy Spirit is the active agent on the ground, God is one God in three persons. As you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you begin to sense the love of God. You begin to sense the grace of Jesus. You begin to feel this power, this just ease about you, that wherever you go, it's going to be easy. People, as you raise your kids in the presence of God, it's a new thought for them that they might fail. It doesn't even cross their mind that my life wouldn't be good. Are you kidding me? In fact, you got to almost teach them and prepare them when battles come and things don't go your way at first. Just hang in there and do this, do this. Oh, really? Because they're just expecting everything's going to go their way. And I'm not talking about the arrogance of teens. I'm talking about the sense of God and significance. And then we had our first battles as an adult and we lose that, and then we don't think anything's going to go good. We got Murphy. You know, we study Murphy's law rather than God's law. And to get that back into someone that you're the apple of God's eye. You, his mind, the mind of God is being revealed to you through Holy Spirit. Fellowship with him. Enjoy him. Once I understood this, I never felt alone. I never felt lonely when I was alone. That's an amazing thing, to be alone and not feel lonely. Why? This awareness of how special you are to him. This moving aside of all the condemnation, the guilt, and the negative emotions of embarrassment and self-centeredness and worried about. And you begin to walk with this freedom and this love. You just want to help people. He began to sense this grace of God, which is his favor in every situation to take you right through. And it's hard to explain to people, I'm going to study the nine gifts of the Spirit. Okay, cool. But first of all, I think you need to know the Holy Spirit. And let's get to know him. It's in your patience possession of your souls. Wait on the Lord and you'll renew your strength. This issue of abiding in the vine, showing us that very few people today will slow down, take their iPad, put it in this drawer, turn it off, the phone in that drawer, computer in that drawer, TV's off, no one bug me, close the door, so there's no interruptions, and then just enjoy with your Bible the presence of God. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but somebody needs to hear this. Just get up and enjoy him, because the joy of living is astounding, and the ability you have to encourage others and to bring healing to others and restoration, and demons tremble when you get up because the joy of the Lord's all over you, and you just have a song in your heart. This joy is such power. It's not seriousness that is power. It's his joy that is power. His peace is unshakable. People would get upset. I remember going to work as a young man in my early 20s as a paramedic, and we'd be going through things with firing, and the union would be going through layoffs, and or we'd get these calls that were just crazy, and people would be throwing up in the toilet and calling their wives and their kids. It was just awful. And I just get up and go about, and they go, okay, what is with you? I go, what? Like, you just what, Mr. Stoneman? No, the presence of God is a shield. This shield of faith, that believing he'll always be there for me, stops the fear that rises up in you when something happens to someone else's wife or kid from rising up in me. That I know, regardless of what I see and the disasters and the heartache and the brokenness of all that's around me, that the angels of God are encamped around my wife and my kids while I'm here. And that wherever I go, nobody's taking my life till I'm ready to go home, Psalms 91:1, or the last verse. There is just this sense that just an acumen, or a doctrinal read of the Word is not going to do for you. But if you allow Holy Spirit to teach it to you, him to ignite the deepest parts of you, there is a place of walking in God where the world doesn't know what to do with you. I can tell you story after story, not even understand what's going on. Other than Holy Spirit said, do this, I did this. One time I walked into a store, and they called it Night Owl. And this was in Selkirk as well. And I'm walking in there, and this, I turn around, this guy jostles me right into the chip counter where there's a bag of chips. And I turned around, he's just... And so I look at him, and I just felt this instant check in my spirit. Don't talk to him. Don't touch him. Don't push him back. Don't let your, you know, don't let this little thing rise up in you. So I walked over to something else, and he comes over again, and he just bumps me aside. So bad-mannered, you know. And I'm thinking, in my patience, possess me, my soul. And then I go to get milk, and I go reach into the milk cooler, and I go to, and this guy comes over, literally slams the door, and just kind of stands, as just daring me, punch me, touch me, deuce. And he was just a little, you know. So I ignored him, and I just walked around him again, and I'm going, what is going on? And I pay for this milk, and as I go to the door, it didn't have a double door. This little place had a single door. And here he is. Well, he didn't have his arms crossed. He was leaning against the back. He had one hand like this and his hand like this, blocking the door. And I just, this peace of God was all over me. Shut up. Don't do anything. And so I literally ducked my head under his arm, stepped over his foot like this, and took my groceries home to my wife and my two little girls. And as soon as I stepped out onto the sidewalk, there was this town car, black town car, smoked out windows. And as soon as I stepped through, all four doors opened up and men just spilled onto the sidewalk carrying baseball bats. And I looked at them, I said, hi, and I just turned around and walked away. You said, what was that about? I don't know. I didn't get him to all sit on the sidewalk and help me take a chapter of a new book. I said, what were you guys thinking here? Other than God just got it. Something was going on that was supposed to hurt me. And somehow, I don't know if God just, what he did, but I just didn't engage. I listened to, the Holy Spirit will never lead you wrong. There's other times I actually fought. Say, Leah, I won't tell that story. You got kids. But no, like God, it doesn't mean it's the same way. The leading of the Spirit, the knowing of the mind of God in business and the things that I've done in leadership, why would you buy that 40 acres? And all of a sudden in a year or two, boom, just made how many million? Like God will guide you in marriage and home and family and raising kids and all this. But it comes with communing with Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with him. God wants to take you to places you've never been. He wants you to enjoy Him in a way you've never enjoyed Him. He wants you to forget those things that are behind. The enemy would like to use the pain and the brokenness and the heartache of what's occurred in your life. He wants you to move on for what He has in your future. Go live big. Stop rehashing what you should have done. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. The regrets are horrible. Let's go live the life of your dreams. Get up and live what you're made. You are special. You're beautiful. You're gifted. God is in you. Nothing can stop you except the boundaries in your own heart. Father, I just pray today, touch every person here. I pray that in a unique way, something's unlocking just in listening to this message. And that, Father, the rest of their life is going to be different for just being here today. Let the wind of your presence, let your breath just ignite something special and new. And Father, I don't know how to explain it, but they're all going to go on and live larger, happier, peaceful, more prosperous, blessed, ministering for you, looking after Father's business. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior today, just say, well, Leon, how do I do that? Well, the Bible says you believe on Him, that you choose Him with your mouth. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Just say, I'm following you the rest of my life as my Lord and Savior. And walk out this incredible relationship. Keep coming out to church if you're watching by television. Keep watching and live this amazing life of relationship with Holy Spirit in a life He's designed to be amazing.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media.